The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven will be great." The Gospel of the Lord. I think almost every home has a photo album recording events, the family experience, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, all sorts of special occasions that are kept in that album. And don't we enjoy taking that album out every now and then and paging through to remind us of some of those events? Well, you know, the church too has a family album. It's the book describing all the saints who are officially recognized by the church, who are in heaven today, living and seeing God face to face. There are other saints with a small s. They are the ones we've given back to the Lord, who loved and served him faithfully and are now with him in heaven. I'm sure we all have parents, spouses, family members, friends whom we've given back to the Lord, and they enjoy the happiness and peace of God's heavenly kingdom. Today we remember saints of long ago, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, the apostles, and those of our own day, like Mother Teresa, Saint John Paul II, Padre Pio. And we look to them as our role models today. Those officially named saints come from every nation and every race the world over. The world might say, "Blessed are the rich and powerful." But today's gospel reminds us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those who are peacemakers." We can look at the Beatitudes in the Gospel as a bill of rights for the kingdom of God, which Jesus came to proclaim. And his followers who live by the commandments and witness goodness in their lives are the saints today. For many centuries, faithful Christians have accepted the challenge to love and serve the Lord. We ask the grace to accept that challenge today. We remember and celebrate the saints best when we try to do in our lives what they lived for, what they worked for, and what they died for. They are our special friends who are cheering us on as we make our way through this life to one day share new life in God's heavenly kingdom with them. May those we honor as saints today pray for us and intercede before God's throne on our behalf.